Welcome to the Post-Christian Podcast. My name is Eric Bryant. I'm one of the executive pastors at Gateway in Austin, Texas. My foundation exists to equip and empower church leaders in reaching new people and raising up leaders. I'm the author of Not Like Me and Fruitful, Becoming Who God Created You to Be. Join me on social media for Through the New Testament for Skeptics and Seekers. And be sure to sign up for my email newsletter where you can receive free resources at ericbryant.org. Well, I'm excited because in this episode, we have my longtime friend, David Arcos. How are you, David?
Good, good. Yeah, you are my longtime boss, friend, workout partner.
That's right.
All kinds of stuff back in the day.
Back in the day. We met in 1998. I was new to Los Angeles. You'd been there for a few years. And yeah. Man, you have been with Irwin and Kim, is it over 30 years now?
Over 30 years. Yeah. I knew Irwin and Kim when they were in their 30s.
Wow.
So he was 32 when I met him and started working together, and I was 22.
Well, honestly, my 13 years that I was there, I loved teaming with you. You and I found reasons to do so, even if it wasn't in our job descriptions, as if there were job descriptions at Mosaic. But I some of my favorite days of ministry was I was a youth pastor and you were with Creative Arts, and we'd come together and create these epic experiences for teenagers. And you've just kept doing that. Like, you have always created beautiful things. You're now the campus pastor at Mosaic South Pasadena. It was so fun being with you guys in August. But talk about some of your creative endeavors lately, whether it's as a pastor or some of the things I've been seeing online. You've been cool stuff lately.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I mean, as a campus pastor, it's been, 4 years maybe that I've taken that hat on. I had to learn. I've been an artistic director or creative producer at Mosaic for 20 years. So a lot of the places I came from there to production, and then actually being a pastor, you have to learn how to talk. You have to learn how to speak. And that's like a craft I never really quite got really well. So I've been spending the last 4 years trying to catch up and learning how to actually speak a message and put that together. That's been one of the bigger challenges. But now I feel like I'm in a good rhythm of, creating projects or experiences. A lot of what I did in the past, one of the things that was a lot of fun that I'm talking more about now, even overseas and things like that, is a thing called Terra Nova. It started at 70 and it grew to 1,000, almost 1,000 artists and leaders from around the world together on the mountains. And we just built it around creativity, community, and character. And a lot of those things that were stirring up all this beauty, inside of me, I think that I'm coming back to now. We did that and then took it overseas for years. So now in Beirut, Lebanon, that's one of the things that we're doing. Right now we're building an internship long distance with 100 young people from anywhere from 16 to 25. Over there, the youth group lasts until you're married. So you can have older youth group people. So we're trying to equip them and building a leadership internship. And then when we go there in August, we're going to put on a camp for those 100. And try to equip them in leadership through creativity and the arts and things like that too, but then put on a conference for 500 that are non-believers. And so that's our dream. It could be a complete disaster, but that's kind of where I love to live, in that, that space where God has to really come through and do something significant, but a chance to, work with young people and empower them during such a desperate time. We'll see with all the things that are happening now, where things unfold. But what's good about that is that we're not going to be there now, but we can be there now in a sense, supporting them and building into them. So that's one of the things I'm dreaming about, excited about, beyond just growing their community there in Southwest.
Yeah, I love it. I feel like, this idea of Mosaic is the R&D, research and development for the kingdom. And that's definitely your heart and where you've been so effective. You underplay your ability to speak, but I remember in particular, I had you come and speak to the teenagers, which, by the way, these teenagers are 40 years old now. Like, they're
we you had don't have to say that, Eric.
We
you
had don't have to say that. We had a reunion this summer and they're all grown-ups. But yeah. I remember you did this amazing message on John 13, Jesus washing the disciples' feet, and you took off your shirt. You had on an undershirt, but you took off this really nice shirt and started cleaning the tennis shoes of one of the kids on the front row, and it rocked them all, and I'll never forget it because you ruined that shirt that day.
I threw the shirt away, yeah.
So you've actually been a great communicator over the years, and now at leading Mosaic South Pasadena, you and Carrie, your three kids, just the team, it was, I mean, just so encouraging. The Rialto Theater, you've turned into this beautiful place where people can explore God, people can grow in their faith. Talk about some of this season in Mosaic. Love what you're doing overseas. What are some of the things you're discovering is working in terms of reaching out and making disciples in Los Angeles post-pandemic?
Well, you know, I love that you set it up with R&D, because we certainly are, you know, experimenting a lot and trying to engage a new world, you know, as churches across the country and the world are doing. It's been growing steadily. I think that, you know, we designed a discipleship, for lack of a better term, like program called Roots. And it's just the, you know, we are engaging people and teaching them, the ones who are, they're invested in what every human being needs to know, our, you know, relationship with God, relationship with Jesus, our relationship with the church, relationship with the scriptures, and relationship with the world. And kind of those four fundamental relationships that you have, you can engage. And once you have those, you thrive as a human being. That's how God's actually designed us. And then the habits that you put in place, we just looked at habits were all we were always looking for at Mosaic. We're looking for habits of building the church with your talents, your skills, your time, your tithe, your money. So you build the habit of building, the habit of praying, you know, and really building that prayer life, you know, with God, the habit of tithing, you know, of actually opening up your resources so that God can pour in and expand his territory as the church. And then your habit of inviting, actually bringing people into things that are changing you. If you have beauty in your life from this community, why not share it with other people? It's just a fundamental thing that you decide to do as a mature person, is you open up your world, you bring them into that. And so that tool is a new thing we started kind of building in as a new way to help people. Because we've always had things at Mosaic that, you know, help graduate people into higher levels of maturity. But that's been a kind of a new tool that we created at South Pass that all of Mosaic is using now. And we've taken our leaders through now. We took people, just open all call for people to come. And we had our very first one the last 3 months. And it's been phenomenal. Like, we've seen, that's been a really, a space, believe it or not, where people, even non-believers, have come and they've come and asked questions and they're coming to Christ. I mean, that's one, a fundamental way where, like, just even at the thought level, they're like, oh, okay, this is starting to make sense. This is why I really haven't trusted the church, but now I'm beginning to understand what the church is. And so that's been an unexpected tool, in a sense, to bring even non-believers into a space. And then, you know, maybe new believers, maybe the curious, and then the convinced, you know, to move to more of a committed space. Currently, we just finished that up, and it led us right into Mind Shift book clubs, which has been fantastic. We've gotten our neighbors and our...
I love it. I've got a few of those here with me to give away. Mind Shift, so excited. And this is, in many ways, I mean, Irwin's always written books I think I can hand to someone who's not following Jesus, and it'll inspire them, maybe even move them forward. One of the best was Soul Cravings. You know, that definitely had a kind of that audience. But this is different. This is something that will be in the secular side of the bookstore. This is something written by, you know, someone with genuine faith, that church leaders who are listening to this could use this as a tool, whether it's book clubs, as you described, or to give it to a friend they've been trying to reach. Talk a little bit about how your message series, the book clubs, how is it helping you reach out? And what are some of the principles that people could look forward to discovering in here?
Yeah. Well, I love the book, you know. I love it because it's an easy invitation. It's small. You know, like Irwin wrote it for men because men don't read books. So it's small enough for guys to put in their hands. It's that barbarian way, you know, size where you can like, okay, I can flip through this and immediately grabs your attention. Chapter one, it's all about people, you know, and beginning to understand the lessons. I mean, honestly, as I read the book, I hear, you know, he starts out with just how, when we're younger, we look for things. It's all about things, you know, in our life. And we feel successful. We have these things. And then, you know, as you mature, hopefully you move from like things to, we move from that to like experiences. You know, it's not about having all these things. It's about all these experiences and stuff. And then eventually when we mature, we realize it's actually not things or experiences, it's people and it's relationships. And I remember him speaking that message, 26, 7 years ago. I mean, I remember the message that he spoke when he introduced that framework to me and to us as a community. And I was like, mind blown back then. And to see all these years later that in the book, like, I remember that framework. I've lived by that framework. I've communicated that so much because of what I heard, you know, even before meeting you. I mean, like things that way back in the day that I was like, oh, I remember this time, the series. And I feel like he's just taking these nuggets of things that have been frameworks for his life to build influence and build success in his own life and share the secrets with us. That it's all about people, but even how to get there, you know, it's all about people. It's an obvious thing, right? Like we kind of know that in culture, but it's actually the uniqueness of how he breaks it down and that you have this graduation in a sense of life experience and maturity. And I think one of the quotes at the very end, I hope I don't slaughter here, but it's the hardest decisions you'll make will not cost you money. It will cost you people.
Mm.
And so like, that's just like chapter one, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's really rich. I mean, it's been great. I, on a personal note, and I think I got this from you, Eric, is just your friendships and, you know, how you brought them in person by person, you know, stuff. I've got a friend named Tucker. It's been 15 years of a relationship with him, you know, non-believer, just Mr. America. I mean, he has no need for God. Just, he's so put together. He looks like the Rock, you know, 3% body fat, like, you know, runs gyms, and his wife, they're just powerhouse people. And we're privileged to have them in our lives. Me and Carrie and our kids have grown up together. We vacation with them. They're our dearest friends, you know? But I've invited him to book clubs and Bible studies, all kinds of things. And he's never really had time for them, you know? And for the very first time, like, this is the moment. For some reason, it was this moment. It was this book club. It was this conversation that he's come in. For the very first time, he's in my book club.
I love
it. And it's so nervous, you know? It's like, because, you know, the closer your friends are, the more, like, it really means more to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hoping so-and-so doesn't say what he normally says. I hope, you know, I got the right group together. I curated this group well enough so that my friend will, you know, run and stuff.
Yes.
And just having him, you know, beside him, and the very first thing he says to me, he's just like, Dave, I've never done this before. So you kind of guide me. It's like, oh yeah, this would be easy. I said, I know we're not women. Women, they can just talk in the bathroom, you know, and just, there's some better conversationalists. It's like, it's hard for all men, you know, to do this, but believe me, it'll be really refreshing. And he's just so engaged. He comes back the next week, highlights multiple highlighters on things, and he's telling us what he told his kids. He's quoting Irwin to his kids on the soccer field.
Wow.
The words in the book, because it's like, these things are like so applicable and so powerful.
I love it. The great subtitle, It Doesn't Take a Genius to Think Like One. I think this idea of shifting our perspective is intriguing to even the skeptical world. And in many ways, you know, with mental health issues and with the division all around us, sometimes we struggle with failure, but sometimes we struggle in the midst of success. Like, I think this book can be a real gift to those who are trying to reach people, but also those who just want to grow a little bit.
Yeah.
David, I'm really just always excited to catch up with you. Of course, if you're interested in knowing more, mosaic.org, you can certainly go to erwinmcmanus.com. look for David Arcos online, some of the cool things you're posting nowadays. But thank you so much, David, for taking the time. Really grateful for your friendship, and keep on experimenting for us. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I just want to say, if we haven't made this really clear, go buy the book.
Yes.
Read it. It's such a good read, such a great conversation. And really, most of my conversations end up being about mind shifts, about mental things that hold us back with my friends and family. And so you're always kind of talking about it, but you haven't had a book like this to walk you through it. So I just want to encourage you to do that and write a review.
That's great. If it's helpful,
write a review at Amazon. Let's get this out to the world. It's really powerful.
Love it. Thank you so much, David.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks for joining us on the Post Christian Podcast. More resources available at ericbryant.org.